Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Are you a financial advisor considering the Independent Registered Investment Advisor, or RIA, model and wondering where to start? Start with Schwab Advisor Services. Schwab has helped thousands evaluate the full range of options and can help you determine your best path forward. Navigate the big and small decisions by tapping into Schwab's decades worth of insights on what fuels RIA success. With Schwab Advisor Services, you have a custodian that will support you every step of the way. Start your journey today at advisorservices.schwab.com/paths.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
1 hour down, 2 hours down, hour number three on deck. The energy stays high because of why it's a Friday. It might not be a football Friday, even though every week technically is a football Friday, because football season is officially right around the corner, at least in my mind. But Joe Ranieri and Donnie Wrightside bringing that heat all morning long to get you ready for so many things, which includes the Kentucky Derby. We had Alexa on, gave us some great information. We talked to NHL with Chris Meany, gave us some great information. Jay Wise coming up in hour number three to talk more NBA action, because we got some business to handle here on the Sports Grid Network. So, Joe, the vibes, I'm feeling good. It's a Friday. We can see the weekend right out there on the horizon. We got energy? We got enough?
We got it. And we've got a winning streak for the Colorado Rockies, which we're expecting maybe one more, maybe a three-game winning streak when it's all said and done here tonight.
Roll it over. It's like hour number one. That was a win. Hour number two, that's a win. Parlayed into hour number three. You can't go wrong any way you can. Now, this is the time of the show, Joe. We like to reach out to the public. They're listening out there. We like to give them a chance to have a response. They can't call into the show. They can't jump on here on the show with us. Hey, look at that quad box over here with Joe Fan to the left. This is the best way to reach out. And our Fade the Public poll today asked a simple question at Sports Grid. And that was, what is the best bet for tonight's Rockets-Warriors game, which is game six? Four options on the board. Warriors as the favorite, -5.5. Rockets as the dog, +5.5, over 204.5, and under 204.5. The public, they chimed in and said 33.3% Warriors. How about you?
Yeah, I tend to think this is going to be a little higher scoring tonight, Donnie. I voted for the over in this one. Bottom line is, hey, you got to build off what you just did on your own home court, Houston. And you're going to have to score some points. 110, 105, somewhere in that ballpark. I think we get way over the low number that they have posted here at 204.
Yeah, you know what? For me, I'm sort of in that conundrum here, because I thought the Rockets really played well in Game 5 and were blowing out the Warriors, got a little chippy late, and that's going to add to the equation tonight. But was this one of those games where this is like that booby trap they set up, like, we played soft in Game number 5, hoping that Game number 6 in our own building, we're just going to jump you right from the start? I'm having a tough time understanding which side I actually want to take in this game. Is it the Warriors laying the points or the Rockets 5.5 to get the 7? For me, I actually voted for the Rockets here, Joe.
It's been all Golden State money, and it's been nothing but over money, as I'm seeing 207s now popping up across the marketplace. So, listen, experience, if it matters, like it did for the Knicks last night, they are going to win this game, close it out, and advance. And that's all there is to it, as far as I'm concerned. Houston has got to make free throws on the road.
Yeah.
You know, the thing with young teams is we got to see you do it away from home in the big moments. Who's going to be the guy to step up for Houston? If there isn't anybody, I can tell you who it's going to be for the Golden State Warriors. That's, you know, Jimmy Buckets will be there making the free throws when it matters the most at the end of the game.
Yeah, look, you got to come out to a good start if you're Houston. You can't get whitewashed right off the bat here. I want to see what they have, because I would love to see this series go 7 again, a 2 seed versus a 7 seed, game number 7, all the marbles there, you know, You take a look at some of the players that Fred VanVleet's been there, done that before. He's got a championship. So it's not as if that we're saying, oh, this young team doesn't have a lot of playoff experience. Some of those guys do, and we'll see how they perform tonight. If we are looking at the overall odds for this game, 9 o'clock tip time tonight out in San Francisco. The line opened up at 5.5, still sitting at 5.5 at the FanDuel Sportsbook. Other books have moved to fives, but the primary line is 5.5. The total, though, 204.5 at the opening number. We're now seeing 206.5 and 207.5 at other outlets out here. So people buying into more points tonight, Joe.
Yeah, I agree with it here. I think the balls are going to be flying from the perimeter. I think threes are going to be alive and well. And I think Houston found a little something there going up tempo there with Fred VanVleet and company. I don't think this is going to be a crawl. I think that Houston, in order to win a game on the road, is going to have to make some big shots, and they're going to have to dominate inside the paint. I would expect Sengun to have a big, big night here. And let's face it, I mean, Steph and Jimmy, they basically got last game off, so they're going to be ready to go here right out of the gate. But the market seems to think, not even close, Golden State is running away with this thing. I mean, that's a two-point line move here, Donnie, from the open. That's crazy.
Let's go right to the book itself, which is the FanDuel Sportsbook. Did you know you can click that statistics line and it drops down and shows 51% of the bets coming in on Golden State in this game? We are at a razor-thin margin, so it looks like the odds makers, like the FanDuel Sportsbook, nailed this side, but we have even betting. Some people think the Houston Rockets, some people think the Warriors. Now, granted, it's not money line. This is with the spread here at the 5.5. Look at that. I love it, man. 50-50 action. This is what you live for.
It's exactly what you live for. And I think it'll continue down that path as we get a little bit closer to game time to tonight. But I agree with the line movement to the over. And I get why the market loves Golden State in this spot. They're a young team, Houston. Until they show us, Donnie, there's really... They got to do it twice. I mean, they got to do it tonight, and then they'd have to do it again at home. Yeah, this is where experience comes into the postseason.
It does. And also, you might think the mad genius, right, with Steve Kerr saying, you know what, we're going to tank up game five because we got game six. That's an easier one to win as opposed to do what the Nuggets didn't play everybody 40 minutes and still lose that game. But they got to win game number six for that to say, yeah, I knew what I was doing in game number five. If we look at some of the points props in this game, Steph Curry, Jimmy Butler, always going to be at the top of the totem pole, 25.5 points and 22.5 points respectively. Sometimes it is tough for young guys on the road, like Jalen Green, 15.5, banged up a little bit, not playing great basketball. Amen Thompson has really filled that role. He's 13.5. If you look from a Houston Rockets perspective, who's the guy you leaning on tonight to be like, you know what, this is the anchor of my bets tonight? Who's going to be that guy?
It has to be the experience. It has to be the guy that took total control in the first game, and that was Fred VanVleet. He's the guy with the resume, the pedigree. He is the leader of this young Rockets team. He's the guy that's been there and done this, and they will follow. And I think VanVleet has got to come out, and he's got to match the intensity. He has got to elevate the young guys around him. He did a great job with the backs against the wall in game five. He's got to do it on the road here, and he has been here and done this before, so he knows.
How about this one, though? If I said you got one bet tonight, Joe Ranieri, and it's free, it's Draymond Green. It's his points prop at the FanDuel Sportsbook at 7.5. Up or down? Which way are you going?
He affects the game in different way. I mean, it's kind of crazy with him. I mean, that feels like a low number, doesn't it? Even for him, it feels like he should be able to get to 10 points here tonight if Golden State wins this game. And if they win it in the kind of fashion the market is telling us they're going to win this, then he's going to be chucking up threes late, Donnie, and who knows? Even a blind squirrel catches a nut every now and then, so he could go flying over that total.
Or he could be flying out of the game with an ejection here. We'll see, because, again, that a little testy last game. Yes. You know they were watching on the sideline. Can't wait to get out there, and it's my home crowd. I'm going to get juiced up here. But also, we look at Steph Curry in these big game moments and say, this guy's got to come through if they want to win game number six and not make it a seven-game series back in Houston. I feel like we're getting baited here a little bit, though, Joe. 4.5 is that three-point prop. I say, well, yeah, Don, it's five he's got to make. Like, Steph in a big game at home, rested and ready, plus money at 4.5, plus 116. How do you feel about Steph Curry dropping 5+ triples tonight?
Well, if he does, then I absolutely love the over in this spot here tonight. I mean, listen, Houston's got to pick its poison. Are you going to make sure Steph doesn't beat you, or are you going to make sure Jimmy Butler doesn't beat you? Who's not beating you here tonight, Houston? And if he gets hot from three.
Drop the triples, baby. Drop the triples from outdoors, from outside over. Here. We're waiting for it here. By the way, next segment, we're going to start handicapping Major League Baseball. If it's up to me, Joe Ranieri, we'd have spent hour number one, two, and three just handicapping Major League Baseball. And the people would have loved baseball's up next.
Yes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry in to the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
4th of July deals are on at Lowe's. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances, including the Samsung Bespoke French Door Refrigerator, featuring Beverage Center and Dual Ice Maker. Plus, when you buy more, you save more. Now's the perfect time to upgrade your home with top Samsung appliances and hot 4th of July savings at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.
Major League Baseball, it's a Friday. It's a full slate of action, matchup after matchup after matchup. When we got you covered right here on the Sports Grid Network. It's Donnie Right Side, it's Joe Ranieri, and we got a good one here. Maybe a playoff preview for us? The Los Angeles Dodgers and the Atlanta Braves, 907, 908 on the rotation, 715 tonight from the Big A. And look at this favorite. It's big for the Dodgers. Yamamoto versus Holmes, a 178 price overnight here as the favorite for the Dodgers. Now currently sits at 178. Other outlets as high as 180. The 8.5s, they're all gone. They're 9 across the board, which includes the FanDuel Sportsbook. Yamamoto versus Holmes in Atlanta tonight. Any early thoughts from you, Joe Ranieri?
Well, I got to tell you, Holmes has actually done a very good job for the Braves holding it down. I mean, he has been extremely competitive, and he has limited the damage here, giving this lineup an opportunity to get into games. The problem is going up against a Yamamoto that has just been absolutely phenomenal here over his last couple of starts. This is the first game, I believe, what is going to be a 10-game road trip here for the Dodgers. So if you're not looking to fade the Dodgers in this first one, again, this could be the trip where maybe you start picking your spots here. They're always going to be a favorite, right? We know this. But it's these kinds of trips, Donnie, where we're going to look to try to fade the Dodgers in a couple of games. At the look of it, yes, Yamamoto has the pitching advantage, but don't sleep on Holmes, especially Atlanta at home. I would look to back Atlanta early in this game. I don't know that I'd be looking the full game at the minus 180 price here. I like Atlanta early to have the lead here after the fifth inning.
76 degrees in Atlanta tonight, 4 mile-an-hour winds, more from a right foul pole to a left foul pole, so pretty good hitting conditions. If we are just looking at the analytical numbers, Yamamoto comes in number one on the card today at a 2.21 xFIP number, an ERA of 1.06. You look at Holmes down there, 28 innings pitched for him, a 450 ERA and a 471 xFIP number. You always take a look at that Dodgers lineup. It feels like every time you match him up against right-handed pitching, they dominate. Outside of Michael Conforto, everybody is super high weighted on-base percentages, but that's why you play the game on the field, and that's why the Dodgers listed as a heavy favorite on the road. We'll see if they play well, because if you look at their standings in the season, Joe, very dominant at home, average on the road for the Dodgers, and we'll see what this road trip here certainly kicks off. Another big-time series here where a team from the West Coast coming to the East Coast here. That's Arizona, and that's Philadelphia. Merrill Kelly on the mound against Jesus Luzardo, who's been very good for the Phillies as a left-handed pitcher. 905, 906 on the rotation. 645 start tonight from Philadelphia. The line opened up at minus 156 as a favorite towards Philadelphia. That's down slightly to minus 152 at the FanDuel Sportsbook on a live number. The nines overnight, Joe, still nines across the board. Diamondbacks, Phillies in Philadelphia.
Well, the only way you could look to back Arizona in this game is early, because the Arizona's bullpen is a hot mess here. They're dealing with injuries at the back end of that bullpen all over the place. And kudos to them for being able to win the last couple of games there at Citi Field against the Mets here. And, you know, Philly last night, Philly played the late game yesterday with Washington, one of the later starts when Arizona was had just beaten the Mets. And once again, you know, a 4-2 loss by Philadelphia. Now they got to turn around and get this Arizona team that, again, that bullpen issue. And guys, I mean, how much more can they do? They're not scoring a ton of runs, but the bullpen has stepped up. They're going to have to keep stepping up. I don't think they do it in this first game, though. I think the Phillies end up getting it done full game. And I think that's a cheap price. Under $1.50 is a pretty cheap price for Philadelphia, who's got the advantage in starting pitching in this one, and bullpen for that matter.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. You look at Jesus Luzardo, one of those guys that was so talented throughout his Major League Baseball career, couldn't get it together with his injuries or just bad pitching. How about this for the Phillies? 36 in the third innings pitch, Joe. An ERA, 1.73 in an xFIP, very manageable at 3.04. You line up that Arizona Diamondbacks card today. Yes, they have good batters in the lineup, but certainly not so good against left-handed pitching. Nope. Anticipated to be back in the lineup today, though, Ketel Marte at the top. We'll see once those lineup cards come out a little bit later in the day to sort of add some extra pop to that lineup. Next game we'll talk about, 9-0-9, 9-10 on the rotation. 8-10 start from Milwaukee. That's those Cubbies taking on the Brewers. Brown versus Priester. Line opened up minus 112 overnight. Slightly higher right now on the number at a minus 116 price. As high as 120 at other outlets. 8.5, still sitting at 8.5. Cubbies and the Brewers getting it on tonight from Milwaukee.
Yeah, you got to like that. A little rivalry here, right? A little division rivalry going on between these two teams. And again, Cubs, man, it's kind of hard with that lineup to go against them at any moment. They've got those the big innings coming their way. Listen, neither pitcher is going to excite you here to want to back early. I think runs are coming in this game. I think both lineups against this starting pitching are going to have some success. I'd be looking to go the first five over, Donnie. I think both of these guys are going to have some issues here against these two lineups. I think we're going to get some runs here early in this game.
I think you might be right, too. You take a look at 48-degree temperatures and say, well, it doesn't matter. They're inside a dome, so who cares if it's in Milwaukee or not at this point, right? So that's going to help out. But also from a pitching perspective, Quinn Priester, only 19 innings pitched on the season, Joe, a 3.79 ERA, which isn't bad. But look at that xFIP number approaching 5, which means not a lot of strikeouts, too many fly balls, too many free passes tend to get yourself in trouble. And then Ben Brown on the opposite side, he's actually got a better xFIP number than his ERA. 25 and a third innings pitched, a 6 ERA, and a 4.03 xFIP number. If we line up the batters here, Quinn Priester is a right-handed pitcher, Joe. Look at the middle of that lineup. Tucker, high ISO and weighted on base percentage. Suzuki, same thing. Bush, same thing. Carson Kelly. You got some guys in the middle of that lineup can do some damage. Now, yesterday, I actually got a little lucky. I really liked the Milwaukee Brewers yesterday for a team total. They didn't even score a run, but always press to people. Make sure you see the final starting lineups, because the best hitter, per se, in the lineup should have been yesterday in the matchup was Christian Yelich. He sat that game out, so automatically backed off, and it worked out well. Now, today, Yelich is expected to be back in the lineup against a right-handed pitching Brown, and then you take a look at the weighted on-base percentages. 6 of them out of the 9, extremely high against right-handed pitching. That includes Terang, that includes Yelich, and Contreras, and Frelick, and Hoskins, and Bowers. So I'm with you at this point. We don't have pedigree pitchers on both sides, but both of these lineups squaring up fairly well, and again, 48 degrees in Milwaukee. Oh, Donnie, it's cold. Again, it's played in a dome. It'll be nice and toasty inside that dome. Maybe the ball carries. More Major League Baseball on deck right here for the early line.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.
Why do we love Fridays? Well, the weekend is coming up, which we do love that. We also have Good Friday action in Major League Baseball, as well as the NBA, as well as the NHL, and a huge weekend, which includes the Kentucky Derby. So while we continue down that Major League Baseball path, 8:05 start tonight, 9:25, 9:26 on the rotation. It's Seattle and it's Texas. Enter the Woo on the mound there for Seattle, going up against Jack Leiter. The total in this game sits at 8.5 at the opening number. That has now dropped to 8 at the FanDuel Sportsbook and most outlets. You also take a look at that minus 134 price as a favorite, really dipping back to almost a minus 115, minus 118 number. So a coin flip here. Seattle on the road to take on the Rangers. Give me some thoughts on this game for you, Joe Ranieri.
Two teams heading in opposite directions lately. The Mariners are crushing the ball here. Meanwhile, the Rangers can't figure out how to score. It's not been a good stretch. They're still dealing with some injuries, and the Mariners are going to send out their best starter right now with Logan Gilbert on the IL. So, although Leiter has been pretty good here so far, yes. Donnie, you got the numbers in front of you, and he's been pretty impressive here. But Seattle has won 7 straight series and 15 of the past 20 games they have done. So, pretty impressive stuff. Not that they are taking on the best of competition, but this feels like maybe an early under. I like both starters. I don't trust the Rangers' bats just yet. I certainly don't trust them against Wu. So I'd be looking at a first 5 under in this point, because once you get to the bullpens, anything is possible with these two teams.
Yeah, take a look at Brian Wu in the season. 32 innings pitched, a 3.09 ERA, which is very manageable. Slightly higher xFIP at 3.76. But Jack Leiter, used to be Jack Light Your Money on Fire if he started him last year. He has been solid. But again, 13 1/3 innings pitched. It's still early, but he does have an ERA of 2.03 and an xFIP of 3.41. You take a look at that Texas lineup, which does, when Seager's not in there, it's like, what's going to happen here? Mark Simeon's not in that, or Mark Simeon's in the lineup, but not the old Mark Simeon that used to lead off and absolutely do a lot of damage. But that Mariners lineup, by the way, is coming back a little bit. Rodriguez posts well against right-handed pitching. Polanco, Rally, Arozarena, Tellez. So they've had some pretty good at-bats here, which is great. That's the only thing that we used to get upset with the Mariners. You'll get that good young starting pitching, and then they get beat 2-1 because they can't get any base hits. We'll see if that changes tonight down in Texas. Let's keep it moving down the list as we go. Again, an important Friday card here, which includes Tarik Skubal on the mound today, going up against the Los Angeles Angels. Rotation 927, 928, a 938 start tonight. Skubal the lefty, Soriano the righty. This line opened up at around minus 165. It's now up to minus 178 live at the FanDuel Sportsbook. That's 7.5 total at the opening number. As you see, that graphic still sits at 7.5 as well. Cy Young is on the mound today. Does that mean a big difference here for the Tigers in a victory again over the Angels?
Well, I mean, Skubal has been pretty good. And again, the only team that I have seen that has given him any issues really has been the Royals. But, you know, 8 runs in the 8th and 9th inning is what saved Detroit last night. They got a really good outing from Casey Mize, who went 7 innings. So the bullpen for Detroit certainly will be ready to go here if need be. But I mean, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Why in the world would we go against Soriano here? Detroit, I mean, why would we go against Skubal? Soriano and that Detroit lineup should be able to put some runs on the board here. It's a low total, but I think that has everything to do with Skubal And I don't think we're realizing what kind of gas can this Angels team and bullpen is. So I'd be looking at an over in this one here for sure.
Yeah, and also take a look. Maybe that first five innings, you take a run line on Detroit, being up 1-0. Yeah. I know, Joe, run lines sort of hurt you sometimes, but certainly can help you if the handicap is right. You take a look at Jose Soriano on the season, 34 innings pitched, a 4.50 ERA and a 3.61 xFIP number. So he hasn't actually been bad. And then there's Skubal. Outside of those first two starts that he's had, take a look at him, 34 and two-thirds innings pitched. He's got that ERA back down to 2.34 and an xFIP of 2.75. Now, here's where it comes in where you look at the lineups. The lineup for the Tigers isn't fantastic against right-handed pitching, but you got a good lot of good lefty bats. Kerry Carpenter, Zach McKinstry, Riley Green, and of course, Torkelson's having a very good season against righty and lefties. But if you look at that Los Angeles lineup, remember all the good vibes for the first 3 weeks of the season when they were pounding the baseball and having good times? Against Skubal, who is a lefty, the presentation is tremendously bad tonight. A lot of strikeouts, a lot of low-weighted on-base percentages, very few guy with high ISO power numbers. Skubal should be able to walk through this game. But again, that's why they play. 70-degree temperatures out there in Los Angeles tonight. Light wind blowing out the dead center field. We'll see what happens. But for me, if I'm betting the Tigers, probably going first five run line with Skubal. 1-0, we walk away a victory. Coming in next, it's the coach to talk about his Knicks and much more.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
As they used to say, NBA action, it's fantastic. It certainly is. And we're in the playoffs and having fun. Donnie Wrightside, Joe Ranieri, and in comes the coach. I don't know if he's a coach or a fan today. What part is he playing right now? The Knicks have advanced. I mean, some people say the Knicks had the luckiest series in the history of professional basketball. Not me. So, JY, welcome to the show. The vibes must be high.
I think there's something wrong with Donnie's mic. We may have to check the during commercial break, but look what we got here. Jalen Brunson. Oh, shout out to, hey, listen, you know, I don't care if it's, you know what I'm saying, Kate Cunningham, Richie Cunningham, Billy Cunningham, Knicks in six. We here, yeah. I'm a real Knicks fan. I like some people on that four-letter network.
Oh, wow. Taking shots left and right. That's what we love to see, Coach. But by the way, let's get into it. Last night, the New York Knicks blew game five on the road to game number six, a spirited atmosphere in Detroit. The Knicks open up exactly the way you want. 37-23, try to quiet that crowd, and it got erased in the second period. And away we went into the second half, which led us to the final period. You needed a comeback. You needed a big shot. And Jalen Brunson gave it to you, Coach.
Hey, listen, first of all, shout out to Detroit Pistons. What a job by J.B. Bickerstaff with that team. I mean, Monty Williams, you'll never get a head coaching job ever again in your life. But when you really look at it, that second quarter by Malik Beasley particularly basically got them completely back in the game. Third quarter, Knicks come and punch again, and then here comes Detroit, obviously, in the fourth quarter. 112-105, and, you know, you can – you know, Jalen Brunson, you know, big body Brunson, you know, I'm going to start calling him Captain Clutch because his performance down the stretch, 112-105, to kind of get, most importantly, that three-point play on Schroeder to get the lead to four, couple more shots, and then what a play, as much as we've knocked tips, and rightfully so. The play that he ran end of game, which if anybody knows, they run what's called a ghost screen, which is you kind of pretend like you're setting a screen and you clear out. What it does is it throws off the defender's timing because Detroit was probably going to be ready to switch. Well, by Bridges being the ghost screener, it made like a sword top to kind of freeze up a little bit because they thought it was a switch. So as he ghosts out, now you see Brunson go to his left. Now you, as a lefty, a sword's got to cut him off. Great snatch back, get to the top of the key, knock down three, drive home safely.
Got it. I mean, two double-digit leads they threw up on there, Coach. That is the most infuriating Knicks team to watch when it all comes down to it. But that's where experience kicked in, right? Jalen is a guy who can make those shots when a game matters, and Detroit just doesn't have that at this point. But to me, Coach, the problem with the Knicks moving forward is A, you should be hanging a Celtics jersey up behind you instead of that Knicks one. But B, it's just too reliant on Brunson, is it not, Coach? Somebody else has got to step up here if they're going to take down the Celtics.
It's going to have to be Cat. And Cat was, let's be honest, this is the first, they lost, the Knicks won this game series 4-2. And at 2 games they lost, he was awful. And he was terrible last night, and he got bailed out by a 4-piece. You're not going to be able to do that versus Boston. Let's just be, like, honest about this here. Cat has to be the Cat they need, and you still got to get OG and Bridges to play somewhat well, and you have to have the bench. See where we're going with this, folks? Boston has really played really extremely well. They're undefeated against the Knicks. Let's be honest, except for the last game, none of the games were close. It's important for the Knicks to be competitive. And let's be honest, if the Knicks have any sniff in this series, they got to steal one of the first two in Boston, which at times Boston can cough up games because of their three-point shooting. The problem is do the Knicks have enough scoring consistently on the other side to score? Because you obviously know a guy like Drew Holiday, Derek White, they're going to put him on Brunson and kind of wear him out.
Let's take a look at the next series up, because it is the Boston Celtics, and this is a great rivalry here. But you look at the FanDuel Sportsbook right now and the pricing. The Boston Celtics opened up here, Coach, as a 700 favorite, minus 700. And now it's minus 1,000. The New York Knicks as an underdog at plus 660. Now, we don't have to ask you, hey, which side do you like on this? I mean, not many people are going to lay a minus 1,000. Maybe take the Knicks as a plus 660. But as Joe was starting to point out, like leveling the playing field, which is something the Knicks haven't done against very good teams in the NBA, what needs to change? But more importantly, forget about like Brunson. Like, we know he's got to score and he's got to dominate in games. How do you activate that bench? Because the one thing we like about the Celtics is the starters come out, the bomb squad comes in, and they can keep up. What has to change on that Knicks bench?
You have to look at someone like a Deuce McBride, someone that's had moments in the playoffs last year. That was, let's be honest, Deuce Sixers. Stunk up the joint. Yeah. I mean, stunk up the joint this entire series. You know, you got to look at someone like Mitchell Robinson, who had a big game 5. Will he be able to dominate the offensive glass and kind of take out a guy like a Cornette or someone like an Al Horford? So you have to look at those two guys in particular. And maybe here's the thing, guys, you can't go 7 deep against Boston. You're gonna have to go 8-9. That means you got to get something out of Larry Shaman, and possibly even people are screaming for Precious Achiuwa just to give him some kind of minutes. You're not going to be able to roll out these 5 starters and play them 39 minutes a night and expect this series to go long. You need some kind of bench protection from Robinson, from Shaman, and especially someone from Deuce McBride who can knock down threes, but also is really one of your top, if not your best, small defender in regards to, if you look at between Hart, Brunson, obviously him, Shamet, Campaign, he's the strongest defender. You're going to have to get something out of Deuce in this series if you have a shot at all to win it.
6 games, Coach, is what are we hoping for here, that series altogether here? Is it, it's either going to be quick or it's going to be what, a 7-game series? Is there going to be anything in between here with these two teams?
I think that what you have to look at is where you can get the Knicks at +2.5 games. I think the Knicks can find a way to get it to 6. They're very good on the road. I don't think people understand. The Knicks are one of the better teams on the road in the Thibodeau era, and obviously they won all 3 games in Detroit. I think they steal a game and game, you know, within 1 and 2. I would not be shocked if this is 2-2 heading back to Boston, and then Boston gets them in 6 because they wear them out. I think the Knicks are going to keep this competitive. Brunson will steal you one. There goes the jersey. So that must mean they must think Knicks. That must mean Knicks Boston in 3. They're not going to get a game. They're not going to give us a sweep. They're going to lose 3-0. That just tells you what's going to happen. But to me, it's Boston in 6 games. I think the Knicks will keep it competitive at spots. They'll have a game where they get blown out, but they'll catch Boston one night. The question is can it give you a second game? That's the one you need to watch out for.
Yeah, we'll tee it up here because we are getting a game seven out in the Western Conference because the Clippers last night handled their business 111-105 over the Denver Nuggets, which saw a lot of minutes being played by the Nuggets last night. Aaron Gordon, 41 minutes. Jokic, 42. Jamal Murray, 44. Christian Brown, 40 minutes, as well as Russell Westbrook, 35 minutes. This is interesting as it sets up because I'm excited for this series. But quickly, Coach, what did you see last night out of the Clippers and why they forced a game number seven?
James Harden. James Harden was much better. Norman Powell knocking down shots. Kawhi was Kawhi. Their guys were their guys, which sets up game seven. And you guys know the narrative. James Harden has never scored more than 21 points in a game seven. This is, I'm going to say this, folks, and we'll talk about this more, I guess, after the break. This is a legacy game. This is a legacy game for James Harden. If he comes up small again in game seven, don't ever want to talk to me about him again, because then he becomes a stat guy. He's got to deliver the goods in a game seven. If he does, it could change a lot of what people think about his legacy, particularly in the playoffs.
Absolutely. We're going to get into that much more, because if they do lose, they're all healthy now. You run back the Clippers again? I don't know if you do that. Let's get to game number seven next with the Coach.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Saturday Night Live from Denver. Ooh, we got game number seven. I could go off on a diatribe right now and say, like, oh, look at that. You put it at 7:30 p.m. Why don't you put it at 11 o'clock? I thought 11 o'clock was your best ratings on the weekend in prime time so the entire country can watch. No, it's not. 7:30, we'll all be watching. And how about this, Coach? The minus ones and minus one and a half at the opening number for the Clippers have shifted now to the Denver Nuggets now as favorites in game number seven. Give us a preview. Who's got to step up? And also, as you were talking about, the ramifications of the loser in this game.
You know, you brought up a good point, Donnie, before the commercial break about the Clippers, but I'm going to say this. I think whoever loses this game is going to make major moves, right? We already know Michael Malone was let go before the playoffs started. If you are Denver and you get knocked out in the first round, I don't know how you run it back with the same core four of Joker, Murray, Gordon, and then obviously MVP Jr. And then if you're on the flip side, you know, if the Clippers, do you run it back again with Harden, obviously Kawhi, Norman Powell is out to step up, and then obviously Zubac, who obviously had a great run this year. You figure some team's going to make some kind of move. When you look at this game, I'm looking at two guys in particular. One, we just talked about, it's the James Harden effect, right? He can exercise a lot of demons with a great performance. And here's the thing. With the way Kawhi is playing, I'm not saying we need like a 29, 14, 12, triple-double out of James Harden. We just don't need a 3-for-17, a 4-for-13. We need 20 points, 7, 8 assists, 5-6 rebounds, shooting the ball at 40% or better from the floor. And Donnie's a Sixer fan. You know that we have not seen that ever out of this guy. Mm. On the other side, I'm not going Joker, right? I'm not going Gordon. I'm not going Murray. I'm going Michael Porter Jr. This is a guy, when he came into the league, you know, obviously with the back problems, right? This guy was supposed to ascend. And we've seen it at times out of Michael Porter Jr. We've also seen him completely disappear, completely. He's got to be the best version of himself, because him as a shot maker, particularly at corner three, that could open up the offense for Denver. Michael Porter Jr. has got to play well. What do we get out of James Harden? And then you go to the superstars, right? Nikola Jokic. How does he handle this game? You saw game number five. He's like, I'm going to go score. I got to go score. I got to get everyone involved, you know, in game four. Game five, what do we have? Jamal Murray, he goes off. So we got to see what we get out of Joker. On the flip side, Kawhi. This is a guy that we've also questioned for a long time. I was playing around with my top 10 players in the NBA. If Kawhi does what I think he could do and lead them to a win, now I don't think they will, but he does a great performance, we should be still talking about Kawhi as one of the 5, 6, 7 best players in the world right now.
Coach, I was waiting for the firing of Malone and the coaching edge for the Clippers to take hold at some point in this game. And what Ty Lue did in the second half by putting Batum in the starting rotation in the second half and putting him on the Joker. Joker was killing him in the first half, 20-plus points in the first half. He was nowhere to be found in the second half. Batum absolutely made his life miserable. And I didn't see an adjustment from the Denver side to try and free things up from him. It feels like there's a big coaching edge here with Ty Lue. Could be an issue for Denver in a game seven as well.
Ty Lue versus anybody in the NBA is a coaching advantage for Ty. Let's just be honest. It's always been about he hasn't had healthy teams, right? So what do you do? What I would do is I would put the ball in the Joker's hands. I would get it to him in the low post. And then what I would do is I would put Gordon and obviously Michael Porter Jr. on the weak side. Play high-low action. I'm going to dive Aaron Gordon to the rim where he's really effective. Also, it's a good offensive rebound. And I'm going to lift Michael Porter Jr. out of the corner. That's why Michael Porter Jr. plays a pivotal role in this game. Because if you put him in the low post, you got to send someone early to double, right? You're not coming off of Murray. Maybe you come off of Christian Braun, but you keep him strong side where they can't allow him to actually be double. Because you never double down. You either double weak side or top down. Put him strong side. Give it to the Joker. Dive Gordon. Lift, obviously, Michael Porter Jr. That's something to watch early. If you see that early, you may want to jump on like Michael Porter made threes because he becomes a pivotal point with Joker being the trigger out of the low post.
Looking forward to game number 7 tomorrow night on a Saturday night, 7:30 p.m. out in the Rockies. But before we get to a game number 7, we got a game number 6 on deck tonight from San Francisco, Coach. That's a 9 o'clock start. Rockets and the Warriors, a 5.5 point line at the opening number, still sits currently at 5.5. Other outlets have moved to 5, a total of 206.5. The Warriors, who played a little possum in game number 5, are they ready to attack in game number 6?
You know what the amazing thing is? We were in this situation a couple of years ago, if people remember. That was game number 5, up 3-1 against Memphis, and that was the whoop that trick game. Remember? And Draymond's dancing and doing the towel, and they took it. And then they went home, game 6, and they blew their asses out. You're probably looking at a repeat performance of that. If you're worried about that and you don't know which way it's going, I think the total over 205.5 may be in play here. Houston looked markedly better offensively and still haven't gotten Jalen Green going a little bit. I think there's going to be points, and I'll tell you this much, with all the chirping, all the fighting, all the stuff going on in that series, the guy you want to watch is the quiet one, and that's the one with the biggest fight, and that's Steph Curry. Steph Curry can single-handedly put this team and send everybody home. This ain't about Jimmy Butler. This ain't about Draymond. This ain't about anyone else. If Steph decides that he's going to send your behind home, he's going to send your behind home. I think the Warriors do get it done. I want to be selected a little bit closer, but I think there's going to be points. I think it's going to be more up and down than people think.
Great game tonight. One of the guys that my spotlight on tonight, too, if I'm looking at the Houston Rockets, Amen Thompson. I mean, I just look for that guy saying, you know what, I'm a young guy. It's a big spot on the road. I got the game to perform on defense and offense. You know who else has the game? JY and Joe Ranieri closing it down on a Friday edition of the Early Line. Next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.
Oh, welcome back in here. There we go. The Early Line on the Sports Grid Network is I lost my hearing there for a second. But the coach JY in the house with us as we look to close out the week on a positive note is because, coach, well, we've got a big game six back against the wall here tonight in the NBA. We have already a pretty good idea on what we're looking like in round two. And I know that we were talking about this earlier. And when you look on face value at the Knicks taking on the Celtics, and then you look at Cleveland taking on the Pacers, it feels like if I'm giving anybody a puncher's chance, it feels like the Pacers are that team. Certainly from a market perspective, from the price, Cleveland is not going to look like they did against Miami against the Pacers. It feels like the Pacers might be a little undervalued here. What are you thinking?
Yeah, I think the Pacers ended the regular season really, really strong, right? And I think the play that they had in the first round series versus Milwaukee was overshadowed by what happened with John Halliburton and Giannis. They were dominant. Let's be honest. They were dominant at times versus, obviously, Milwaukee. And the Cleveland Cavs team that really did not play a competitive game, you know, besides the fourth quarter of game two, right? Every other game, yeah. I mean, first three quarters of game one, yeah, maybe. But fourth quarter, game one, the first three quarters of game two, and then all of games three and game four, they weren't challenged at all. So to me, yeah, I think the Pacers are undervalued a little bit. I'm going to say this. I think this is another one that goes six. I wish I can get, plus 2.5. On the Pacers, you probably can't because of the spread. Maybe you try to jump in on them if they look poor in game number one, and maybe try to jump in. Hopefully you get a split and then maybe go back 2-2. But I want to commend Indiana because they were so stuck in the mud in the first half of the year. Everybody was like, fluke. Like last year was a fluke. They weren't any good. But they obviously turned around, and it particularly has been the play of Tyrese Halliburton. The issue that you're going to have here is Cleveland can hit you in so many different ways, right? Whether it's Garland or Spider, or if you go to the front court with Mobley and Allen, then obviously DeAndre Hunter, then you look at Merrill, you look at Max Strus and his ability to make big shots. And then there's my favorite name, Ty Jerome is in the house. Like, they got so many guys. And I think that's where Cleveland's going to wear them down with their depth, and they're hard to guard because they can hit you in so many different ways.
And there is still concern there, Coach, that Garland may not be ready for game one, maybe not game two. And that's a big issue, I think, if I'm the Cavs and Kenny Atkinson. It's not like who are you going to insert? You can't just pull out his production and expect – that everyone else is going to uplift them against the team that can basically shoot you out of the gym as well. I think Darius Garland needs to be in this lineup a lot here for Cleveland to actually handle business.
And I agree with you. I think he needs to be in the lineup a lot. And I think that's part of the reason why that price has been baked into what it is, so that you don't you can't get the plus 2.5 at plus money right now for Indiana. Now, if we found that he's clear that he's going to go, I think you could see the market move a little bit more. But there is that fear that if you don't have Garland for game one and or game two, there's a better chance of a split. Right. And if you give a split 1-1, you figure Indiana's going to get one of those games at home. Now you're looking at 2-2 best of three series heading back to Cleveland. So I think that's part of the reason why you can't get Indiana at plus 2.5 games at plus money. But I do think if they win game one, Cleveland, that may be the time to jump in at plus 2.5. I still think they find a way to get two games in the series.
It feels like Miles Turner is the X factor here. He's going to dominate Allen. He's got to be able to control the paint. We just saw Miami couldn't do anything in the paint and let Cleveland get everything they want. He's going to be a big part of the success here if they're going to be able to handle the big guys there for the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yeah, because also you got to look at the fact that Miles Turner can step out and shoot the threes. He's effective.
Yes.
That's the team's driving lanes. On the flip side, the guy to watch out for, Isaac Okoro. He may play a pivotal role in the series because he may have to go to Halliburton and guard him in long stretches. Watch those two guys closely coming up in the matchup in the semifinals.
Love it. Coach James Young, always a pleasure. The WNBA just around the corner, but we'll have more on that. The early line returns on Monday. Enjoy. We'll see you then.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.